Thank you very much, Femi.
You're welcome.
So kids bring things from home into school. And the question is, do those statements and sentiments that kids have about what's going on in the world become teachable moments, or are they something deeper? Listen to Arun. He's an 11-year-old.
My father, he lost his job, but he got a new one. He works at BJ's. He used to work at Circuit City. Like, he was kind of just, like, emotional about losing his job. Kind of felt, like, sad and mad about the people who did this.
Sentiments, not statistics, about the economy coming from an 11-year-old in Brooklyn. Author and counselor Denise Daniels realized she was seeing more children and families coming for help because of the stresses of the recession, so she poured all her expertise into creating a free online journal with the education group, the publisher Scholastic. The result is What Can I Do? It's a free online journal designed for children to work through their credit crunch anxiety. Now, in Brooklyn, of course, there's one snapshot of the economy, but in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, where Janet Cook, a fifth grader at Iron Forge Elementary School, joins us, there's another picture of the economy. Janet Kunkel, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Denise Daniels here in the studio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Denise, I'll begin with you. What's the difference between grief and sort of taking what happens at the dinner table at home and making it part of, say, a classroom curriculum?
Well, I think really if we're talking about the economy right now, people underestimate how emotional this is. I mean, we're talking about families losing their homes, kids losing their pets, parents losing jobs. The parents are stressed out trying to make ends meet, and kids are very intuitive and perceptive. And so they see their families grieving about that kind of loss and family transition. But yet so much attention has been focused on the parents that we're realizing that that kind of grief and loss reverberates through the entire family. And that's why it's so important to not overlook the children.
Well, I want to talk about strategies for dealing with some of the kids. But let's note that Arun, 11, from Brooklyn, is a student at Eugenio Maria de Ajustos School. And pictures of the students at that school who participated in this segment are on our website. They're at Intermediate School 318. And also, you can hear the sound of students from Janet Kunkel's class. Here's Maya Brown talking about how the economy has affected her family.
Hi, this is Maya Brown calling from Mrs. Kunkel's class. How is the economy affecting you, and how is your family saving money during these tough times? The economy is affecting me because my mom is very close to losing her job, and it concerns me a whole lot. And we are trying to buy less junk that we really don't need and only getting the very most important things at the store to save a lot of money.
So, Janet Kunkel, were you surprised to learn that about your student, Maya?
Yes, in a way, but in another way not, because children come to school every day with different stresses from home, and some are very open about what the stress is, and others you just know that there is something that's bothering them. And so sometimes you're not surprised to find out that there is something, but you're just not necessarily aware of what it might be.
Well, Denise Daniels mentioning something that's close to the heart of an 11-year-old versus not mentioning it are two very, very different approaches, and you can really get it wrong. What advice do you have, Denise?
Well, absolutely. What I say with children is what's mentionable is manageable. Because children, if they don't have accurate, age-appropriate information, they're oftentimes very confused. Kids are intuitive. They're perceptive. They understand what's going on around them. They may not have information, but they can see their parents stressed out. They know that everybody's emotional. And so it's very important that we give them developmentally appropriate information so that they have a clear understanding of what's happening.
Or here's another 11-year-old. Her name is Anna.
My mom, she came home yesterday really stressed out. She said now that the recession is getting worse, her boss is much more strict, and she was really mad yesterday. She was really worried, and I was worried, too, that she would get laid off.
Now, Janet Kunkel, when a student mentions something like that, is that a warning sign to you, or is it an indication, well, this kid is working through it and is managing a situation that probably is pretty stressful? We'll let her do it on her own.
I like to hear that they're talking about it because I feel like with them being ready to talk about it, I'm able to, on a more casual level than a counseling session, I'm able to kind of give them the pat on the back and say to them another day, you know, having a good day, not necessarily bringing up the exact topic. But I also find with kids at the age that I deal with that the more that they like the consistency of school, it's a safe place, they like that schedule to go on, they like to know that their world is kind of continuing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Is part of the motivation, Denise, in creating the site, what can I do to create this safe place where parents and students can maybe learn about how to communicate more effectively?
Absolutely. And we have a parent's guide as well, and we thought that was really important. And the workbook is really a guide for parents, but it's also an interactive resource and tool that parents can use with their children. It really helps kids learn coping strategies. It helps them identify emotions. It teaches the difference between self-worth and net worth, which is really a neat skill that we want to teach our children, and values as well. Need versus want. It teaches wonderful delayed gratification, emotional intelligence skills. So we think it's really important to take this teachable moment and really give these kids coping skills that can last a lifetime.
And perhaps some of these kids, here's Nadja from Brooklyn. She's also an 11-year-old. Maybe they should be on some of the financial channels.
I think people should just relax because everybody's so, like, all over the place worrying about, oh, where my money's going to go. Oh, how am I going to pay for this? I think everybody just needs to take a break, relax, and think about what you can do that doesn't cost a lot of money, and then maybe our economy would get better.
Often wisdom from 11-year-olds, right, Janet Kunkel?
I would say so.
Denise Daniels, do kids have as much advice to give as maybe to get in these tough times?
I think they do. If you listen to all of these kids, they're very much aware of what's going on. And I'm very much a proponent of having family meetings where once a week, families get together and they talk about lifestyle changes or adjustments they need to make as a family. Kids, particularly the age of Maya students, really want to feel effective and empowered. Mm. They want to make a contribution. We've got kids saying, well, now instead of having our dog groomed, we wash our dog ourselves, or we pack our lunch at home instead of doing it at school. One of the kids earlier was talking about turning off lights. Someone's assigned in the family to turn off lights.
Right.
All of those are little things, but they become huge things in helping families cope during these tough economic times.
And you can see and hear all the kids who are in this segment on our website. I want to thank Denise Daniels, author and co-founder of the National Childhood Grief Institute, and Janet Kunkel, our friend on The Takeaway, teaches fifth grade at Iron Forge in Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, John.
All right, we are always on at The Takeaway, as you know. And remember, the other worry we have today, swine flu, the outbreak has a lot of people worried and a lot of people with questions. Our question to you, what are you hearing? Is it what you need to hear from the government? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. 1 year in the books. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.